Lies, contradictions, mistakes, and the meaning of words. What do you think? Written by Bart Ehrman. Read by Ken Teutsch. I occasionally get an email from someone who says that the disciples must have really seen Jesus raised from the dead because they would not have lied about it. I'm always struck by how that seems to be the only option. Jesus was raised, or the disciples lied. Relatedly, though not obviously so, my friend, the evangelical apologist Mike Licona, has claimed in a public event that we both participated in that when the author of Matthew changed a saying of Jesus from what he found in his source, Mark, thereby making Jesus say just the opposite of what he said in Mark, it was not an error because Matthew did it on purpose and knew what he was doing. Mike's logic was that Matthew was treating the account the way historians in antiquity often did, editing it for his own purposes in a way that created a discrepancy. For what it's worth, Mike thinks Mark accurately reports what Jesus actually said. In case you're interested in checking it out, it's in the passage where Jesus sends his disciples out two by two in Mark 6, 7 through 13. He tells them not to take anything except a staff. No bread bag, money, or extra tunic, but take a staff. Matthew changes it. Jesus explicitly tells the disciples not to take a staff. 10:13. My view is that both of these claims, the disciples must have been lying, Matthew's report of what Jesus said, though the opposite of what he did say is not an error, are problematic. Okay, more than problematic. They are serious misunderstandings of how language works. Different words usually, not always, mean different things, and if we don't make clear differentiations between words, then we miscommunicate and confuse. With that in mind, even though not widely recognized, the following five words mean different things, and if people use them interchangeably, as even scholars often do, they necessarily miscommunicate what they are trying to say. See if you can come up with clear differentiations among these terms. Again, their meanings significantly overlap, but they are not identical. Error, mistake, falsehood, deceit, lie. In a subsequent post, I'll tell you what I think are the differences and explain why we shouldn't confuse them if we want to communicate accurately. That will in turn explain why the disciples were not necessarily lying and why Matthew contains an error, even if it doesn't contain a mistake.